Science.
We start this week with the best boat race commentary ever.
Both crews ripping up the stroke and coming into rail fighting finish. Now both crews are obviously had the most grueling race, one of the greatest races that had ever been, boat races ever had, and the perfect conditions too. Oxford in the lead, I think. I don't know, but I think. It's almost neck and neck. It's level, I should think. I'm not quite sure. It must be level. Cambridge picking up the stroke. I think Cambridge are ahead. I don't know who's ahead. It's either Oxford or Cambridge.
26th of March, 1949, and the voice famously of John Snagg. And it wasn't the only smile of the week in history.
Thanks, Bob. Listening to that, Tim Bonner from the Countryside Alliance, an organisation which is, of course, pro-hunting. Have you ever known a law so open?
Nicky Campbell's spoonerism from this week in 2010. And there must have been something in the water this week in history.
The award-winning screenwriter Abby Mann has died at the age of 80. He won an Academy Award in 1961 for Judgment at Nuremberg. Abby Mann also won several Emmys, including one in 1973 for a film which featured a...
The best ever on-air corpsing from Radio 4's Charlotte Green this week, 8 years ago. It's 53 years now since the Caroline Bell rang for the first time and UK pop radio began at last.
You're tuned to Radio Caroline on 199, your all-day music station.
The report that had come out, the government report that had come out in 1962, to say there was absolutely no evidence that there was any need for an all-day music, station, was just complete and absolute hogwash. If all the committees that are set up are even half as wrong as that committee was, we're in bad shape.
This is Simon D talking to you on behalf of all of us on Radio Caroline here.
Disc jockey Simon D and founder Ronan O'Reilly on Radio Caroline, the first of our pirate ships launching from the North Sea this week in 1964. And those stations, of course, brought real commercial radio with real commercials.
And various times throughout the week, we prepare a whole series of master tapes, one master tape for each day of the week for each ship. And on this master tape, we record each of the commercials that are required throughout the day in the order that they're required. And then these master tapes are simply played off in sequence right throughout the day on the ship as per the advertising schedule that goes out to the ship with the tape, so that all the commercials are there in the order they're wanted.
And the station chose to carry a maximum of 6 minutes of ads per hour. Today's stations carry, 12 or more sometimes. This week in 2009, after over 14 years of using the Century name, the Century radio stations were renamed Real Radio. The Real Radio brand spreading, and that name was to last 3 more years before becoming Heart. A BBC local station changed name this week 42 years ago. What was Radio Teesside became Radio Cleveland.
All day long, Radio Cleveland from the BBC.
Radio Cleveland, the new name for what was Radio Tees this week in 1974, as the County of Cleveland formed. It's now BBC Tees. 5 years ago, Radio 1 said farewell, Joe Wiley.
My final one, I think, is going to be... I'm going to play Elton John, A Tiny Dancer, because I remember before Elton was particularly fashionable, before it kind of went full cycle and he came back again, and I remember playing Elton John, A Tiny Dancer on the radio and being really excited I could play this song on the radio. And then he kind of became like this icon and started talking about how much he loved Eminem and everyone loved him. I was like, oh, OK, I played him before he was fashionable again.
Oh, great. OK, well, this is Elton John and Tiny Dancer.
Joe Wiley hosting her last BBC Radio 1 show alongside Ricky Gervais this week in 2011. A legend is 50 this week.
My radio station in Warrington was Piccadilly in Manchester, and it was so exciting because it was all new and young, and it was just very hip. And the first thing they did was they did road shows everywhere around the Northwest, and they did one from the window of a shop in Bridge Street in Warrington, and Pete Baker was the DJ, and I went to see him, and he played Bright Eyes. when it was a hit, and it came and Tragedy by the Bee Gees, and I thought, oh, this is good.
A happy and presumably busy 50th birthday, Christopher James Evans, and also congratulations this week to this BBC station.
Good morning. Welcome to a new network, Radio 5 Live, news and sport from the BBC, 24 hours a day. It's 5 o'clock on Monday, the 28th of March. I'm Jane Garvey, and this is Morning Reports. The news headlines. 30 are dead in...
The early moments of BBC 5 Live this week, 22 years ago. And the newsreaders on 5 Live are fairly conversational in nature, aren't they? Not like their early BBC colleagues.
There is the news, and this is Frederick Griswood reading.
We're interrupting programmes to make the following announcement.
This is the BBC Home Service. Here is the news, and this is Bruce Belfridge reading it.
This is the BBC Home Service, and here is the news.
Goodness. And this week in 78, we said farewell to Wilfred Pickles, said to be the first northern newsreader on the BBC.
This is the BBC Home and Forces programme. Here's the news. This is Wilfred Pickles reading it. This morning's news of Japan's aggression is of successful countermeasures against the invasion of Malaya.
He still hid that accent well, didn't he? Wilfred also famously hosted Have a Go, the quiz show which ran for more than 20 years.
And that brings our first personality to the microphone, and she's a very charming lady with nice grey hair and a very nice grey frock. It's very nice to have you here. Yes. Will you tell me your name?
Mrs. Florence Holmes.
Mrs. Florence?
Yes.
Have a go, Flo. Mrs. Barnes, where do you live?
Wally Road, Chippewa.
Oh, you live in Chippewa?
Yes.
Farewell, Wilfred Pickles, this week, 38 years ago. And another great voice of a very different kind counted down his last Radio 1 chart this week that same year.
Wuthering Heights from Kate Bush at number one for the third week in a row. And that's all from me, Tom Brown, and my producer, Bernie Andrews. I've much enjoyed doing this show, as I'm sure will Simon Bates, who takes over the top 20 from next Sunday onwards, so be sure to listen in. Have a lovely Easter, and don't forget that Radio 1 is back tomorrow at 8 o'clock with Ed Stewart and Junior Choice.
Tom Brown hosting his final chart on Radio 1, and of course on Radio 2's FM frequencies as well, this week in 1978. So with Radio 2 stopping FM frequency sharing this week 26 years ago...
FM all the way for you now, for the very best of listening pleasure.
The BBC Children's Hour ending 52 years ago...
Hello children everywhere.
And LBC going into receivership 22 years ago...
Now it's time to turn to tonight's dog results.
Those are this week's Radio Moments.